Genetically modified mosquitoes have been released for the first time in the U.S. Local mosquito control authorities and a British biotech firm are testing the mosquitoes in the Florida Keys to combat the spread of illnesses like dengue and yellow fever. UK-based Oxitec created the male mosquitoes, and they carry a gene that kills female offspring.
We attach these little cups to little branches of trees or similar things with a zip tie. We fill them with a bit of water, and then we have this small paddle, and the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the female, she lays her eggs here, and that's how we monitor for the project.
The hope is that by introducing this gene into the wild, the population of biting females will plummet. Earlier today, I spoke with Chad Huff from the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District about the impact that this could have and concerns over new technology. Chad, thanks for joining us. Tell us about these mosquitoes.
These mosquitoes are all male, non-biting mosquitoes, and they are just adjusted to have no viable female offspring. And in mosquito control, those are the ones that we worry the most about. It's the female Aedes aegypti that vectors several really bad diseases, including things that are called dengue fever or chikungunya. And those are diseases that our organization is trying to keep from spreading. And this mosquito could very well be a viable control method in the future. So these mosquitoes, males, non-biting, they emerge, they mate with the local female Aedes aegypti. None of their female offspring are viable, so they have a male offspring that has the same trait. And so for the next generation, it does the same thing. So essentially what you have is a dropping female or biting Aedes aegypti population, and that's what we're trying to see.
There are some critics concerned about genetically modified mosquitoes, genetically modified anything. Are there risks involved with this?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. There are critics of genetically modified anything, and you know, I'm not going to debate with the ethics of genetically modifying anything, but I am going to say that this has passed a very rigorous threshold to get to where it is by both the EPA and the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, several different agencies underneath the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services have all reviewed this technology, and they've all said there is no significant threat to environment or to people.
All right. Well, mosquitoes are a nuisance nationwide. Is this something that we could start seeing in other areas of the country?
I got to think that there will be a lot of people that will take notice about it if it has the effect that we think it's going to. It has been used very effectively in other countries, Brazil among them, and this is a chance to see how it works in the United States. And I got to think that mosquito controls all over the country will take notice.
How many mosquitoes will be released in this program?
For this trial, 144,000 is the estimate, and that's over the period of about 2 months. And then how they perform during trial A will have some effect on how many are released as part of trial B. But you know, in comparison to the number of mosquitoes that we have in the Florida Keys, it's really not that many. It's a pretty limited trial.
What is your expectation in terms of results?
I don't really know that I have any expectation. Obviously, because it has performed very well in Brazil, they talk about suppressions numbers of about 60, 70, 80, sometimes even 90 or 95%. Those numbers, as compared to traditional control methods, such as an adulticide mission that we would use with a chemical NALID to knock down adult mosquitoes, that is a successful mission if it's above 60%. So you know, the expectation is that it should do at least as well as what we're trying currently. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's one step at a time. We just have to see how it works and whether it's a viable alternative in the future, and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, really interesting work. Mosquitoes genetically modified that don't bite, all male, and could potentially fight some really harmful diseases. Chad, good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Of course.